Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Pasty Fest is coming up. It's a great time of the year. We definitely have learned to look forward to that great event. And here to talk about it with me is Leah Polzane, the Executive Director of Main Street Calumet. Leah, welcome back to Copper Country Today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Pasty Fest, I was... Do you still have nightmares of last year's past?
Oh, if you survive, we almost thought about having t-shirts printed with like rain clouds, lightning and stuff like that in a, you know, a terrified pasty trembling on the ground. I think I had a little, I shouldn't make light of it, but you know, it was stressful. Let's say that weather was terrible and it was a little stressful, but yeah, I'm hoping that our weather is much more cooperative next weekend and, that we can stay outside. We do, though. I have covered us for this year, folks. If it is gnarly out, not just sprinkling. I think if it sprinkles, we should stay outside. But if it is heavy rain, wind, torrential downpour, frogs, crickets, those kind of things falling from the sky again like it was last year, we will be located in the Heritage Center at St. Anne's, which is right on 5th Street there, 5th and Scott Street. Right on the corner, and we will have our pasty vendors down in the basement. We will have all of our craft vendors and upstairs. We will still probably have the beer garden outside in the same location, which is right out the door of St. Anne's, between St. Anne's and Copper World. So it'll all be real close. If it does rain, I really hope it doesn't, because we have a fantastic lineup for Pasty Fest of just all kinds of fun stuff happening. So this is important. I want everyone to hear this. The parade is at 2:00. It is not at 11:00. So please don't be looking for the parade at 11:00 on Saturday, the 24th. It will be at 2 p.m. and it will be on 6th Street, not 5th Street, 6th Street, just like last year. It's going to be about the same route, Mine Street, down 6th Street extension into Calumet proper and then to Elm Street. And, plenty of spots for people to kind of spread out along the way. Lots of room to get your candy, all that good stuff. And if you would like to be in the parade, you still have time to register. So please go ahead online, mainstreetcalumet.com, and you can get registered. We have all of our forms available there. You can do it electronically. You could print that form off, or you can also stop into the Miners and Merchants building on the corner of 5th and Portland Streets, which is where the Main Street office is located. And we have forms there, and you can throw one under my door the old-fashioned way, and we will get it.
Yeah, I started with the memories of last year. Just I started kind of you're right to make light of it and to put it behind us and have sunnier days.
Yes,
I was on vacation last year for Pasty Fest, and so I came to Pasty Fest basically as a stop before going up to Copper Harbor to go camping for the week.
And
so a lot of people saw me, and as I was still working for ABC 10 at the time, and they were like, "Don't you have your camera?" I'm like, "No, I'm on vacation." And then of course, the nothing, if you remember reference from Never Ending Story comes and wipes out Pasty Fest, and people are like, "We're surprised it wasn't on the news on Monday." Well, because I wasn't working that day. That's why it wasn't on the news.
So. You're not a 24/7. You just don't work 24. What's wrong with you? Come on.
I happened to be there. If I wasn't on vacation, I would have said, "Well, okay."
You could have gotten video of the green cloud that came from the northwest. Yeah, it was brutal.
So sunnier skies this time. But some of the things I came out early enough last year.
Yeah.
My thought was I wanted to get my pasty before the parade. I was there early enough to walk around.
Yeah.
I personally, I'm sure I've heard of mixed reviews, but I love the 5th Street Fair.
Yes. And I think this year it is going to be even. Last year it wasn't as full as I wanted it to be in the 100 block. We had a car show set up there. And of course, with the weather, folks weren't going to come out and put their baby in that kind of weather situation. So this year we will be there is going to be a car show. It is going to, all benefits will sponsor the Heritage Center at St. Anne's. The entry fees, basically, I think it's like $5 for a car to enter. And again, you can find out more about that if you want to be involved with your beautiful car at mainstreetcalumet.com. But the car show will be on the east side of St. Anne's. So on on Fifth Street next to the Heritage Center. So those cars can come and go. They can be in the parade and then still line up into the car show, because that'll be open on that end. But anyway, instead of having the car show in the 100 block, which is what we did last year, we're going to have some, we're trying to make it a little more agricultural, food-based stuff, health-based stuff. So we're going to have some big tractors, big farming tractors that someone has offered to come in and park. So that's always fun. It is fun to see giant equipment like that for some reason. I don't know why, it's a thrill. It sure is. Anyway, so we'll have some big tractors for you. There are farmers market vendors, which our farmers market, I do want to talk to you about that, is opening. Is open already. Last weekend we had our first one on the 17th, just yesterday, and we'll be open Saturdays all summer at the market. But our farmers market vendors will be at Pasty Fest, so there will be an opportunity for fresh veggies. We'll have organic maple syrup. There'll be baked goods, all that good stuff. The market will be there. And the MSU Extension Office is helping out. They're going to have two booths or tables set up, one to discuss backyard composting and how you do that properly and tips and tricks for that. And we will also have a fender blender, which is a bicycle. Somehow it is connected to a blender. And you pedal that bike to make a smoothie, and we'll provide all the fixins. But I cannot wait to see that thing in action. I think that's going to be really fun. And we'll have a couple little demos going on in that 100 block as well. Carl Larson from the Keweenaw National Historic Park will be there, and he will be doing what I think of as copper smelting. He calls it a foundry demonstration. He knows all the technical terms and how to make it happen. He's going to take a pattern like they used to do from the CNH days and melt some copper down and make a part of some kind, or a tool, or I don't know. You got to show up for the demo and see what happens, but he will be doing some demos. So that'll be really fun to see. We'll have live music all day from noon to 6 at Scott Street and Oak Street. And then at Portland Street, we have kind of a stage, well, we're calling it a stage performance spot. There's not going to be an actual stage there, but we will be having a variety of demos and classes. There'll be a little yoga class. The belly dancing group from Michigan Tech, I think it's called 47 North Fusion, those ladies will be performing, and they do an awesome job, apparently.
Are they the same ones that just performed at the roller derby?
I heard that.
Wow.
Amazing.
Just, yeah.
They're going to be there.
They're fantastic. And they give you an opportunity, at least they did at the roller derby, to get up and, you know, to join them. Of
course, in Detroit? Really? Yeah, okay.
They show you a little bit about how to do it. Seeing the roller girls out there on their skates doing a little bit of the belly dancing, too, it was great. I got a little bit of video of it when I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to come and perform for us at Pasty Fest 2. The Keweenaw Youth Symphony Orchestra is going to perform. We're going to have a demonstration from Keweenaw Jiu-Jitsu. Calumet High School Drama Club will be there. There's going to be a little cardio drumming class, hula hooping. We got so much stuff to see and do. It's going to be really fun. And then plus, of course, we'll have craft vendors and a lot of local nonprofits are going to be participating, so you can learn a lot about what services and organizations are out there in the area, things you might not be taking advantage of. So,
well, it's definitely, you can tell it's evolving. The Pasty Festival has been evolving over the years. Of course, after the first 10 years or so of being in Agassiz Park, right, and then moving over to Fifth Street, which I already said gives a much more sort of an intimate feeling. It's
a little really tighter.
Yeah,
cozy.
It's a nice. So I was there before the storm hit. It was a nice feeling. So, and then
right.
Then the parade down Sixth Street. So that's another change. I was wondering to see how that would go. It went just fine. Actually, there was a little bit more room for the parade because the street's a little bit wider.
Yeah,
than Fifth Street, so a little bit more room. But this year you're moving the parade time to 2 p.m. What led to that decision?
Well, I am not the evil dictator that some people might think I am. But actually, we do work in committee on all of our events and everything we do, really. But our committee decided they wanted to try the parade at a different time. We really, in the past, feel like folks come to the parade, They stop in and grab a pasty, and they're gone. And by, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock, our whole event is over. And we really want our pasty vendors to have a chance to sell some more pasties. We want you to spend some more time downtown. And so we're manipulating you. We want you to come and stay in Calumet longer. So what we've decided is to hold the event from noon to 6 by putting that parade in kind of more in the middle of the day. We're hoping that we can get maybe different groups of people to come later in the afternoon, and maybe to get people to stick around a little longer so that we can have a little better opportunity for all of our vendors to sell their goods, and it's not such a short day for them to come do a lot of work to get there, get prepared to be there, and then only, you know, sell, move product for a couple hours. So we really want to stretch it out, and we'll have a beer garden, and they'll have lawn games in the beer garden, so you can stay, have a beer, have a pasty, enjoy the car show, play some beanbag toss or ladder ball, and we're actually going to have from 3 to 5 o'clock in the beer garden, you can enjoy a rock painting class with Sarah Nordstrom. She does classes over at Charmed in Calumet as well, painting classes and stuff. So lots of fun things to do. There's stuff to do all day, but it'll be nice to have people downtown a little longer.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that works out, because as I mentioned, it's like, you know, the last year I purposely went and got my pasty before that parade, because, you know, anybody that's been to Pasty Fest knows, you know, under the old system, and when it was over in Agassiz Park, the parade would
come. There's going to be tons of people. Yeah,
and then everybody goes to get the pasty, and you stand in line because you want to get them before they run out.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, sometimes unsuccessfully, because, you know, if it's got a big crowd, you can wipe out those pasty vendors pretty quick.
Right.
And then, you know, come 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, the pasties are gone.
Right.
There are no more.
Right.
So if you're hoping to, you know, get a second one a little later
not
in the
happening.
Day, you usually can't get one.
Sure.
Unless you've happened to, you know, leave the parade early and then go, you know.
Sure.
So hopefully, this will, you know, spread out a little bit, the pasty getting.
For sure.
Yeah. Speaking of pasty vendors, you know who you have participating yet?
So we have Sumi Restaurant. We have Lindell's, Connie's, Pasty Central will be there, but since their kitchens are closed in the summer, you know, they don't ship pasties in the summer, they will have frozen pasties. So if you have maybe company in town, or, you know, you're stopping by and you just want to grab something to throw in the freezer for later, we have that option available, which is great. And then we will also have Copper Harbor Pasty will be there, which is a Michigan-made pasty that you get through Volworth's, basically.
I've never had one of those.
Yeah, so Volworth's will be there. You can get yourself a good hot dog if you're not a pasty fan, or both. I'm not against that either. But yeah, those are our pasty vendors. And if you want to be able to try 3 of those pasties, you can't try all 5 this year, but if you want to try 3 of those pasties, what we've done for our bake-off this year is new. We're not doing a home bake division anymore. So I'm sorry to the 2 people who were participating in that last year. We did not have a lot of participation anymore, so in our bake-off. So we've kind of changed it up. We want people to be able to taste some different pasties. So we've asked our commercial entrants, so Sumi, Lindell's, and Connie's, they will be making 4-ounce pasties. You will get to taste 1 of each of those 4-ounce pasties in a little kit. You're going to pay $5 to get that, of course.
It's all not that.
Okay. You're going to get 1 of each of those little pasties, and then you're going to tell us which one you think was the best. And to tell us which one you're going to think is the best, we are going to put different toothpicks in each one. You know, I might have an umbrella toothpick in one, a red one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're going to give me the toothpick of the one you liked after you eat them. Please don't clean your teeth with it first. and then at the end of the day, or we'll have 50 little kits basically to give out. So after we get 50 little toothpicks back, we'll count them up and see who has the best pasty in the Copper Country. And we will award that person a prize.
And that's a very interesting way of doing that.
A little different.
Change it. Yeah.
Yeah, because people were telling me, well, I want to be a judge. I want to be a judge. Everybody wants to be a judge. Well, we only have 5 judge spots, you know. So this way, 50 people can be the judge.
Yeah, I was a judge once.
You see? That's a great gig if you can get it.
Yep, definitely.
Coveted spot.
You know, the art of making pasties at home is starting to slip away, you know. I mean, there's still some families that do it religiously, but
absolutely,
you know, you don't have to go back too far in time, and everybody had their own family recipe.
Yeah,
you know, in the arguments of carrots versus rutabaga would just go down the line, you know, or sliced versus cubed potatoes. But you know, now, you know, there are fewer and fewer people making them.
That could be, you know, I guess because I am always involved in Pasty Fest. Those debates are still heated, I'm telling you. Shred or ground meat versus cubed meat in the carrot rutabaga, or God forbid, ketchup gravy.
Oh,
Don't start that conversation. So there, it still goes on. But yeah, certainly we were getting less participation and people actually wanting to bake pasties and bring them on a hot day to the middle of Calumet. So.
Well, at least you've now introduced the first ever frozen pasty category.
Yeah, right. How is it when you have to gnaw the crust? Yeah,
gotcha.
For sure.
Well, it definitely sounds pretty good. So the activities on Fifth Street and around start at noon this
Correct.
Year? Okay, so they run noon till when?
Six.
Noon till six with the parade at 2 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay, and you're in Calumet at 6 o'clock, and as the sun's going down, and I've always, you know, tried to say that Calumet can offer as much entertainment as anywhere else here in the Copper Country, and so stick around in Calumet. You know, there, very few places can you go in the Keweenaw and stay in one particular town where you can eat, go to a show, and go out and enjoy the nightlife all in the same town without getting back in your car.
Yeah.
In Calumet, you can do that. And so there's a number of great venues, places to eat, places to shop, and places to spend some of the evening hours. A lot of the local businesses will also have some things going on because they know there's going to be a big crowd. So they'll have bands in town. They'll have things going on. So
you got
watch
it.
Out for those things for sure.
Yeah, so check that out. I did want to... want to talk about our farmers market
Definitely.
A little bit while I'm here today. Our market this year, we're hoping to have some more. We have at least two more dedicated growers showing up this year, which is great. You know, that's something when folks came to our farmers market last year, you know, they want to see tons and tons of different vegetable growers, even if they have the same thing. We want lots of options, right? Who we buy from. So we'll have a couple more options for you. So, lots and lots of vegetables. We'll have, again, our organic maple syrup producer. They are certified organic. Circleback Farms is their name. They have a very nice product. And I think they may be also making maple candy this year, which I am dying to try. That sounds fabulous. So they'll be there. Annika's Cupcakes, if you want to see two adorable little girls who make baked goods. These kids are great. They work all week. Preparing their recipes and they turn out a whole bunch of cupcakes, so come try those. And also new at the market this year, starting July 1st, we'll have yoga at the market. Christina Herman has a business, Supernova Yoga, in Calumet on 6th Street, and she will be doing yoga 12:30 to 1:30 in the park there where we'll be. So that should be really fun. You can get your vegetables. It could be a very healthy day. Do yoga, get your vegetables, maybe top it off with the cupcake. And Keweenaw Coffee Works should be there. So you can have a really good cup of hot coffee or iced brew. Sometimes they'll do as well.
Yeah.
That should be super fun. Now, we're also looking forward to being able to accept credit and debit cards this year and SNAP benefits. So the Michigan Bridge card, we should be able to process those. I'm currently waiting for equipment to come for that, because we do have to be wireless since we're in the middle of a park. So we have to have a little special equipment to make that happen. So, that'll probably be in July when we get that rolling. But you'll be able to come in instead of just, I only have my cards with me. I can't get anything. And I really wanted that head of cabbage over there. you'll be able to take it home with you now.
Yeah. If people don't know where this farmer's market is located, it's next door to the Calumet Theater. If you know any, if you ever go to the Calumet Theater, next door to it, they have this beautiful park.
Yeah, it's just a little pocket.
And it's very rarely used. It's between the theater and Shooty's there.
Yep.
And it has a couple of signs there. It's got the bell.
A big bell.
It used to be there. It looks like almost like it's a memorial park. And it comes to life during the Calumet Farmer's Market.
It does.
And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, it's packed. And it looks, wonderful to see all the vendors there.
Yeah. It's very fun. Very fun. So we'll be there Saturdays 10 to 2, pretty much through October, if the weather holds in October. You know, it just depends how nasty it gets and how fast it gets. We made it till mid-month last year, and it was fine, so hopefully we'll be able to do that again this year.
We're seeing farmers markets pop up more and more, and participation in them increasing.
Yes.
So if people want to, you know, say, hey, okay, I like selling my fruits and vegetables, and they're like being parts of farmers markets, how do they do that?
So really the best way is to contact me or the market. You can go online to mainstreetcalumet.com, of course, and we have our farmers market page there, and the application is all online. You can fill it out electronically online, and we charge $5 a day, or I think it's $75 for the whole season, which is like 18 weeks, so it's really fairly cheap to come and sell your stuff. We provide a tent, a table, and chairs for you to use. And I'm expecting more of those coming soon. So right now we do have a limited supply, but we should have ample as the season goes on. And you can go ahead and get in contact. You can use the contact us page tab on our website and shoot us an email, say you're interested in coming. We like to know beforehand if we can that you're coming, just so that we like to be able to promote maybe on Facebook and say, hey, we're going to have somebody with 20 quarts of strawberries or cherries or whatever. If you just show up the day of with fruits and vegetables, I am not going to say no to you. I am not going to say no, but I will want you to kind of sign our little application. We do have to, there's always some covering your bum, you know, that must happen, right? But yeah, so you can just show up that morning. If you want to sell craft items though, we won't let you participate the day of, because we do really want our market to be about food and only secondarily about maybe craft things or services that you're going to provide, because we see that happen where it really morphs into a craft show kind of thing, and we really want it to be a farmer's market. So if you do have craft items, it's not that we don't want you to come, but we would like you to apply, and we like to have a pictures of what your products are that you're going to sell. It just makes it easier for us to really control what happens and keep the quality of our market up, so that we do get the best customer experience. That's very important, so people come back.
Sure thing, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
We got like 2 minutes to go here, and I wanted to be able to ask you, just because I just recently saw it on Facebook, they got the park meters decorated.
Yeah, I put that up yesterday. So Amy Knight from Calumet Florals, she said, I have an idea. How about we put some ribbons? I said, Amy, you know, whatever you want to do, girl. And then we worked with the village, and they said, yeah, sure, go ahead. You can do that. And Main Street, you know, is paying for the ribbon. That's the least work I've had to do on anything, and they look great. And we just wanted something festive downtown. Amy from Calumet Floral has great ideas, and that's one executed there. So I'm glad to see it done.
Well, all those little things add up, you know, when you're talking about beautification of a village.
Right.
You know, those little efforts by just people, business owners, individuals, that, you know, that make a difference. And I don't even know if Calumet charges for parking or if they collect those fees.
They do not. Our parking is actually free, but we do accept donations in those meters. And that's something we've discussed too, is possibly turning those meters into is there a specific project we'd like to fund, and that would be a way for people to contribute to it, even a nickel at a time. Maybe it's a new loader or a grader or street sweeper, or, you know, is there some specific thing we want to try and get some money together for and make it a donation rather than a punishment kind of. kind of situation. Yeah. So,
and then you'll be parking in front of nicely decorated
parking meter. Right. Well.
All right, just want to touch base again real quick. If people want to be part of the parade or they can be of any help for you at Pasty Fest, you know, how do they get that information and what would you like them to do?
Sure. So the best thing to do is go to MainStreetCalumet.com and you can contact me from there. All of our applications for vendors for parade registration, that is all available online. You can fill it out electronically or you can print it and fill it in and email it back or whatever you like to do. All that information and instruction is available there.
Pasty Fest takes place Saturday, June 24th. New times to be aware of. The festival begins at noon on 5th Street. The parade will go down 6th Street at 2 o'clock. You're welcome to spend the whole day and stuff yourself on pasties and do some shopping and have a great time. Leah, this was a great time. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cover Country Today. We'll be right back.